It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A bill that would enact one of the strongest bans on plastic products in the United States is working its way through the New Jersey legislature, and businesses are preparing to respond to defeat the measure. The bill would ban single-use plastic grocery bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam containers. It would also impose a small fee on paper shopping bags. Scott Fallon is an investigative reporter for the North Jersey Record, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Richard.
So several municipalities in New Jersey already have some sort of a local plastic ban, including Jersey City and Hoboken. Why is this state bill such a big deal?
It's only about two dozen towns that have already passed some sort of ban, but this would be the farthest reaching statewide ban in the nation. It would stretch across all of New Jersey, and it would incorporate every town in the state.
Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said over the weekend that he's also proposing a ban on single-use plastic bags. It'll be part of his upcoming executive budget, which will be released later on this afternoon. So how do the New Jersey bill and the New York proposals compare?
Well, the New York bill only targets plastic bags, while New Jersey also targets polystyrene foam containers for food and beverages and the plastic straws. And one thing that's left out of Cuomo's plan, which was criticized by environmentalists yesterday, is that it doesn't have a fee on paper bags. New Jersey would ban plastic bags and have a 10-cent fee on paper bags. That would encourage consumers to bring their own bags, bring their own reusable bags to the stores.
Now, last summer, Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey vetoed a bill that would have imposed a 5-cent fee on the plastic bags, calling it incomplete and insufficient in cutting back on their use. Is he likely to support this proposal?
It seems he is. He wants something that's farther reaching than just a fee, which indicates that he would support a ban, and that's certainly what a number of environmentalists and local officials in New Jersey hope he does.
Now, what's the timeline on the current measure coming to a vote, and how likely is it that Murphy will sign it?
Well, it's in the Senate. It's in the state Senate, in the Environment Committee. They passed it last year. It's now in the Budget Committee. It's stalled somewhat, but it will probably be taking up sometime in 2019 after minimum wage and legalized marijuana get settled in Trenton. The plastics industry expects that action will be taken in 2019 on it, and they're gearing up to try to defeat it.
Yeah, you write that a coalition of manufacturers and grocery stores and convenience stores and other businesses are kind of organizing an effort to shut this down. What are they doing?
Well, they've hired lobbyists. They've hired public relations firms. They're gearing up for a fight. They fear that if this is passed in New Jersey, other states will be emboldened to pass a similar measure, which would drastically hurt their business.
So why does plastic pollution present such a big problem specifically for New Jersey?
Well, New Jersey is a peninsula. New Jersey is surrounded by water on three sides and has lots of rivers that go in from the bays, go in from the ocean inland, and New Jersey is being hammered. 85% of the litter that's been picked up on New Jersey's beaches is plastic.
Wow.
It's a big problem in New Jersey.
All right. Scott Fallon, an investigative reporter for The Record and NorthJersey.com. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.